Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Subject is currently loose in the cabin, and he has tried to breach the cockpit.
Right now at 6, new audio from the tense moments when an unruly passenger forced a plane to make an unscheduled landing at RDU. The investigation that's happening now that could lead to more charges.
Temperatures climb into the 80s again today, but I'll show you why we might not hit the all-time record. It has to do with some showers this afternoon. I'll show you the timeline.
And people are taking advantage of the warmer weather, heading out early to the park. Coming up, I'm going to tell you what else they'll be doing.
The morning is a great time to do it. It's already in the mid-60s. Welcome to your Thursday. We're going to hit the peak of our heat wave today. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we're going to sit there for a few hours as well in that 80 range. Amazing. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. As soon as we hit 80, it's a record today.
Exactly. Our previous record was 79, and we hit 80 yesterday, and that broke the previous record. So easily we're going to break the record for it today. But we may not break the all-time record. The hottest it's ever been in February is 84, and yesterday we were looking at 85. But brand new on the computer models this morning, we're looking at a bit more cloud cover and a disturbance is going to swing through. That disturbance could bring a quick shower from mid-afternoon through the evening commute from, say, the Virginia line area all the way down toward the Triangle. That could keep our temperatures from reaching that 85. We're going with 83 for the high this afternoon. Again, that still does break the record. 66 is our current temperature. We're taking a live look at Zebulon. We have steady winds out of the southwest at 14. We're gusting to 20, 25 miles per hour already. You can see that gust to 22 in Roxboro and 23 in Fayetteville. So it's warm with that wind coming in. We're going to see some gusts 25 to 30 as we get through the morning hours. Winds begin to die down this evening, but it's that strong flow, those strong winds coming out of the south that are going to bring us all that heat today. 65 Southern Pines, 66 Durham, 67 in South Hill. Those are our current temperatures. Again, we climb into the 70s mid-morning, and we're going to see probably at least 5 hours of temperatures in the 80s this afternoon. We begin to cool things off starting tomorrow, and I'll show you why Saturday is looking a bit miserable coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, let us start here at 601 with a live look at 70 at Rainer Road and Auburn Nightdale Road there in Garner. You can see the traffic is very light in both directions, and right now sensors indicating no delays on that westbound trip on Business 70 from Clayton to Garner. Looks good all the way out toward the I-40 interchange. Just check with our partners at Waze, and we're not picking up any crashes anywhere in the area. Looking good on all of our major routes. Elizabeth and I will be back with another update in about 10 minutes.
So folks out there will be feeling that spring fever in February at a little different level. It could be close to the warmest day ever in the month of February in Raleigh. Might not quite reach it, but 80s, hot enough. WRL's Nia Harden joins us now from Lake Johnson Park to tell us what she is already noticing about the weather out there this morning. Nia.
You know what? It's just really interesting seeing the people who are coming out today. Take a look at this canoe that is about to go out on the water here. This lady grabbing this. We're going to show you here what's going on. She's getting this off of her car. She's busy at work. Do you have work today, by the way? She said she has work today, too. She said she's here every morning. But today, I'm sure, is extra special because it's nice outside, right? She said it's beautiful outside. So you can see the amount of work that she's putting in to get this out. She said she does this every morning. And today it's warmer, so she's glad about that. And she said that she got the tank. See, now you have to talk to me. Okay. So just tell me, how are you feeling about this? You look cute. Don't worry. How are you feeling about this 80 degree weather that we're seeing?
It's exciting. It's a little bit concerning. But you know what? If it's here, I'm going to use it. So I'm totally excited.
I absolutely love it. You said you have to go to work today. How late are you going to be out here?
So mornings, it really depends. So I have to be home by 7:30. So I have to get my practice in, run home before my husband leaves for his job.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to let you get to it because that's a lot going on. Jam-packed right there.
Yeah, I run a business and I homeschool my kids too, so.
High five. You go, girl. Love it. All right. Well, you guys can see the adrenaline rushing right there. She is excited about this weather, excited to get out in the water. You heard me tell you earlier, there are people who have to work today that are heading out. They are fishing. They are canoeing. No excuse. Get out and enjoy the weather. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
Busy moms got to take advantage of any time you can get. Well, we're hearing for the first time this morning the chaos that unfolded during a ground stop at RDU, where you're looking live right now. New audio from Broadcastify reveals what law enforcement dealt with after a plane with an unruly passenger was diverted to the airport.
Subject is currently loose in the cabin, and he has tried to breach the cockpit. He's being somewhat restrained by the flight crew and other passengers. As soon as that lands, we need to get in the plane and restrain this guy.
You can hear officers mentioning a man, but officials later shared that the person arrested was a woman. You can see her in this photo here, 36-year-old Tiffany Miles. She was charged with airport obstruction, but the FBI says federal charges are possible as well. Investigators say this happened on an American Airlines flight from Jacksonville, Florida, headed to Washington, D.C. No one was hurt. In a tweet late last night, the FAA says it is making progress toward new safety measures on planes to handle situations like this. Those include requiring new planes to have a second barrier to the flight deck.
An 11-year-old is recovering this morning after being shot twice by his father. This is during a 20-hour standoff in Cary when it happened. His father later took his own life. Hundreds of law enforcement personnel responded to the standoff at Windsor at Tryon Village Apartments. Police say they're not sure if the man shot his son on purpose. Negotiators convinced him to release the boy, but it wasn't until after 6 last night that SWAT team members entered that man's apartment. They used flashbangs to get in. The man was dead by then. The boy who was shot is at home with his family. Now, when covering the situation in Cary yesterday, WRL had some questions about the timeline of communication from police. Coming up in 10 minutes, the Cary Police Chief's response when asked why it took so long to notify the people in that apartment complex and the news media.
A 19-year-old man is in a Florida jail this morning after a series of shootings that left 3 people dead. Keith Moses is charged with killing a woman in her 20s, a 9-year-old girl, and a reporter who was covering the police scene. Investigators say Moses shot the woman in her 20s yesterday morning, then returned to the scene 5 hours later and shot a TV reporter and photographer covering the earlier shooting. The reporter died. The photographer was seriously hurt. Police say Moses then went to a nearby home, killing a 9-year-old girl and critically injuring her mother.
No one in our community, not a mother, not a 9-year-old, and certainly not news professionals, should become the victim of gun violence in our community.
There's no word yet on what led to these shootings. The sheriff's office says Moses has a lengthy criminal history.
Today, Durham's police chief will give us new insights into the city's crime rates. Chief Patrice Andrews will present the latest crime report to City Council at 1 p.m. The report shows homicides fell by more than 8% over the last 2 years. However, incidents of rape and robberies increased. Violent crime overall was down by 10%. Coming up in our next half hour, WRL's Laura Levine joins us live with a closer look at those numbers. Right now, we'll take a closer look, a live look here. The roads in Minneapolis are treacherous this morning. While we're experiencing record-breaking warm temperatures here, other parts of the country are dealing with a historic winter storm. Whiteout snow conditions, dangerous wind gusts, bitter cold. It's shut down roads, schools, businesses in several states. The National Weather Service warns some states could see up to 20 inches of snow. And meteorologists also say temperatures could dip as low as 20 degrees below zero in some areas.
Unless you legitimately have a need to be out traveling, to stay home and bunker there if you can. It's not worth the risk to yourself.
Well, it's just amazing the contrast around the country. The storm is expected to bring icy conditions to the Northeast tomorrow.
And Jeff, those blizzard conditions causing travel headaches around the United States this morning. This is the flight aware map. I keep refreshing it because it keeps changing. But right now, the total delays within the U.S. stands at 638. Just about 10 minutes ago, it was 606. So that just shows you how much this is changing. The total cancellations right now, 734. Delta Airlines is the most affected this morning. FlightAware also says airports in Minneapolis, Portland, Toronto, and Chicago they're seeing the most delays and cancellations. Locally here, I just checked RDU seeing 12 cancellations and 12 delays. Over in Charlotte, at Charlotte Douglas, they're seeing 16 delays and 17 cancellations. So it's just a good idea to check with your flight if you are expected to fly today. Michelle, thanks. The numbers are in, and the Stadium Series game was a big success. The game last weekend at Carter-Finley Stadium topped all e-commerce sales records compared to other games. The game also set a ticket sales record for Stadium Series games, outperforming last year's game in Nashville by 13%. It was also the most watched Stadium Series game since 2019.
From recent to way back with the Cardiac Pack, marking 40 years since their championship win, how they still remember Jimmy V and the impact he had on their lives. Plus,
really on you, not on us.
White Carey's police chief says his department can't be blamed for a delay in alerting the public about an hours-long standoff. Today's big story, definitely the warmth. The temperature is in the 80s, but the next big story is just how cold it's going to be on Saturday. I'll show you the dropping temperatures and the rain that we'll see coming up. Six 12 on this absolutely gorgeous morning. We take a live look at Sanford. When the sun comes up, we're going to see some high thin cloud cover, but we're mostly clear right now. The big change that happened overnight is we have new runs of the computer models showing a bit more cloud cover this afternoon and maybe even a quick sprinkle in a few spots. And that may hold our temperatures back down into the low 80s instead of mid 80s, which would put us at that all time record. But heading out the door, gosh, it's warm out there. 64 in Lewisburg, 67 Fayetteville and Rocky Mount at 66 in Goldsboro right now. At the park, I think there's probably going to be a line for the playground equipment. It's going to be so busy out there. We're going to see temperatures in the 80s from noon all the way until 4 o'clock, and then a quick shower and into the 70s. Coming up, we're going to talk more about our next best chance for rain on Saturday. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:13 with weather and traffic updates every 10 minutes this hour at WRAL's Morning News. Just getting reports of a hit-and-run investigation on the north side of Raleigh. This is on Capitol Boulevard, just north of Calvary Drive. We're not seeing any big delays at this point, but just a reminder, you could see some police activity there on the side of the road. Looking good on all of our major approaches into Raleigh right now. A one-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest, heading down to 540, and now starting to pick up a one-minute backup on 40 westbound as you head in from the Cleveland community up toward Garner. Jeff.
When covering the police standoff in Cary, WRAL began to question the timeline of communication to the public and the media. Cary police say they were notified around 10:45 Tuesday night about a welfare check that turned into a hostage situation. Police started telling neighbors to shelter in place at 4 yesterday morning, and police said neighbors were notified through the Nextdoor app twice between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., but didn't post on Facebook or Twitter from what we saw. When asked why the media wasn't notified directly with a news release, here's what Cary Police Chief Terry Saltz said.
The media was out here earlier, and we had a PIO on scene the entire time. So that's really on you, not on us. We were very busy with a very active situation, and to be honest with you, we need to make sure our facts are exactly right before we release a press release.
Wake County's alert system, Ready Wake, Cary Police said that was used to inform people in the area, but it didn't go out until 10 a.m., 5 hours after the next door notification.
Harvey Weinstein could see his prison term nearly doubled today as he faces sentencing in a second sexual assault case out of California. A judge could give the former film producer another 18 years. That's on top of the 20 years he's left to serve on his sentence on rape charges out of New York. In this latest case, a jury convicted Weinstein of assaulting an actress back in 2013. Before today's sentencing, the judge will hear a motion from Weinstein's team for a new trial.
Today, Alec Murdaugh could be called to the stand in the murder trial against him. The defense team is considering questioning him today. Murdaugh's defense lawyers asked the judge if he could take the Fifth Amendment. The judge said prosecutors should be allowed to question him about things relevant to the case. Murdaugh is on trial for the murder of his wife and their 22-year-old son, Paul. They were found dead near the kennels of the family's South Carolina property in June of 2021.
A police officer in Wyoming narrowly escaped being hit by a semi-truck that lost control on a snowy road. The Wyoming Highway Patrol released a video on its Facebook page. They added a warning for drivers to move over and slow down for emergency vehicles. The driver of the truck ran off the highway into the median. No one was injured. Boy, that was close.
Whoa. That is scary. March Madness just around the corner in Raleigh. It always brings back memories of the magical Wolfpack team 1983. 40 years later now, the players from that team still remember the impact Jim Valvano had on them. The surviving members of NC State's 1983 championship team gathered yesterday for a reunion. And, of course, where else would they have it? Jimmy V's in downtown Raleigh. And as they got together, they took time to reminisce about their old coach and the lessons he left them.
He was a godsend to me. The things that he taught, I continue to teach. It's my platform to my kids, to corporate America.
A man with a vision is a dream with a plan, and all things are possible. And the 83 team showed you that.
Well, it sure did. Thurl Bailey, good to see him. Now, the 1983 team was honored during NC State's game last night at PNC against Wake Forest, and the Wolfpack Currents Club did them proud, getting the win.
That was such an improbable run that cemented their place in history. You know, this season's NC State basketball team looking really good. We'll see how March Madness plays out. But Elizabeth, this brings back memories for you. You remember that run.
It does. I'm dating myself, but I grew up in Raleigh and I watched every single game of that tournament, and every single game, it was like right down to the wire. And it was just the most exciting thing. And it's so much fun to see all those old familiar faces. I'm so glad that they were honored. That was just such a special time. Talking about special times, take a look at this. Here's a live look at Goldsboro. Beautiful sunrise just starting to take shape out here. It's breezy this morning, but it's a warm wind. Our temperatures are in the 60s. We're seeing some gusts up to 20, 25 miles per hour. That's what's helping to bring us all the warmth this afternoon. We're going to hit 83 degrees. Now, new this morning, we have new runs of the computer model showing a little more cloud cover and a sprinkle this afternoon. So we were talking about 85 for today. That would have been the all-time record high for February. This will still break the daily record, but we'll just be a couple of degrees from it. And maybe we'll reach it, but it looks just a little less likely today. Friday looks lovely too. We're getting ready to go down the roller coaster though. A little cooler Friday at 72. And then Saturday, that 51, a little misleading, I guess. I mean, that will be the warmest temperature of the day, but it happens overnight and we're going to plunge into the 40s all day and it's going to be messy. That's what we're going to talk about coming up here. Let's take a look first at the rain that we're going to see this afternoon. We have a disturbance or a trough right here. This brings some rain across parts of the Ohio Valley back down here into Tennessee. That swings through here mid to late afternoon. We'll see some high thin cloud cover this morning, but the clouds will begin to thicken up after lunchtime. There's noon looking at partly cloudy skies. And then here comes that little band of rain around 3 o'clock in our northern counties and then drifting down into sort of the central part of the viewing area during the evening commute and then dissipating by about 7 or 8. A lot of us won't see this rain and it's not going to be very heavy, but again, it may be just enough to keep our temperatures in the low 80s instead of in the mid 80s. The big rain event of the week is going to be Saturday. This new run of the computer models shows that rain fairly early on Saturday, and it looks like it stays with us all day. We're still likely to be on the cloudy side on Sunday with some rain back off to our west, but our temperatures will be a little bit warmer. For Saturday, we're not talking about a lot of rain, anywhere from maybe a tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch, maybe a couple of spots a little higher than that, but it's not going to be the amount of rain. It's just going to be the duration of the rain and the temperatures. So we start early in the morning. When I say early in the morning, I mean like 1 or 2 a.m. with temperatures around 50. By 8 a.m., 42. And into the afternoon, we're looking at low 40s. That's the way it's going to feel with rain. Of course, it could be worse. We're still dealing with this major winter storm across parts of the north and into the northeast. Michelle McConaughey has been talking about all of the airport delays, but a really dangerous situation for folks in the northern half of the state. Kind of hard to imagine that they're dealing with this major winter storm while we're looking at 83 degrees. Saturday is going to feel like winter around here, but no wintry precipitation. And then we rebound to well above normal for next week. Brian.
Let us take a live look at I-40 at 15501 between Durham and Chapel Hill this morning. Looking pretty good overall. That eastbound trip heading away from 15501 back into South Durham looks fine all the way out to 885 and beyond. We're not picking up any delays on the eastbound side. Westbound traffic also looking pretty good. Fairly quiet around the rest of the triangle as well. Now measuring about a 2-minute delay on 40 westbound around the Clayton bypass. And we'll see that growing as we get closer to 7 o'clock. And we still have a hit and run investigation on the north side of Raleigh. This is on Capitol between the Millbrook Road and Calvary Drive intersections. At this point, we're not really seeing any big delays through that area.
School security experts have a warning about a certain type of safety device.
Weapons such as guns and knives can be missed by the system.
And what they say may be more effective than paying millions for this new technology.
And Raleigh is getting national attention as a top place for people to retire. Why New List says this is such an inviting place to hang your hat.
And this morning on Today, a live report from Florida and the tragic shooting there that left three people dead, including a television reporter. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
So what started as just another TikTok dance video is going viral because of an unexpected cameo.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
You got to see this one. A TikTok user dancing with the doorman in New York City did not expect to see Senator Bernie Sanders walk out behind her. Yeah, there he is. In fact, she never even knew he was there until after she finished the recording. And the woman she almost hits while dancing is Bernie's wife, Jane.
His there expression. He is.
That's resting Bernie face right there, isn't it? Hey, you kids in your TikTok. That's my wife. She walks right in front of him. Can't you just hear Bernie?
Well, you know, when you're busy making your viral videos, you're not exactly aware of what else is going around you. No.
Fix the hair and you dance and off you go.
And then, you know, that would be my reaction as well.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah.
Stumbled across that scene. Spotify is using artificial intelligence to give you your own personal radio DJ. The DJ mimics the experience you hear on traditional radio, except its comments and song introductions are personalized. And right now it is available only for premium Spotify users.
So this DJ, this AI technology, is going to know your musical taste so well. It will, you know, recommend new releases that you might like. It will pull back from your past playlist, knowing what you liked from before that was on a repeat. I would like my DJ to sound like Casey Kasem and have long-distance dedications
yes,
played to
go.
Me all the time.
You deserve
Why
it.
Why not?
I'm old-fashioned. Just give me Mix 101.5.
There you go.
That station, 95.7.
Yeah.
Good plugs, Brian. Good plugs.
Well done. Thanks, Brian. Raleigh is ranked as one of the best places to retire. Zumper is a website where you can find places to rent. It ranked Raleigh 7th in the nation. Several factors were involved, like outdoor recreation, quality of life, weather, and environment. In 2015, Raleigh was ranked 5th in a report by Money Magazine.
People as young as 9 years old are committing crimes here in Durham. Right now, we're live from the police department with a look at new data the police chief will be sharing with the city council today.
New this morning, a disturbance developing is going to swing through this afternoon, bringing us just a small chance of rain for a little part of the viewing area, but it's probably going to be enough to keep us from the all-time record high today. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
A lot of people will be heading out to the park early this morning here at Lake Johnson. Coming up, we're going to tell you what are some of the things they'll be doing.